Chapter 1. He who desires to die well must live well. I now commence the rules to be observed in the art of dying well. This art I shall divide into two parts. In the first, I shall speak of the precepts we must follow whilst in good health. In the other, of those we should observe when we are dangerously ill or near death's door. We shall first treat of those precepts that relate to virtue, and afterwards of those which relate to the sacraments. For by these two we shall be especially enabled both to live well and to die well. But the general rule that he who lives well will die well must be mentioned before all others. For since death is nothing more than the end of life, it is certain that all who live well to the end die well. Nor can he die ill who hath never lived ill, as on the other hand, he who hath never led a good life cannot die a good death. The same thing is observable in many similar cases, for all that walk along the right path are sure to arrive at the place of their destination, whilst, on the contrary, they who wander from it will never arrive at their journey's end. They also, who diligently apply to study, will soon become learned doctors, but they who do not will be ignorant. But perhaps someone may mention, as an objection, the example of the good thief, who lived ill and yet died well. This was not the case, for that good thief led a holy life and therefore died a holy death. But even supposing he had spent the greater part of his days in wickedness, yet the other part of his life was spent so well.